Okay, gotta admit, when I first saw the title 232.105 Org and Decisions Rationality.pdf, I thought, this is gonna be a tough one.
Yeah,
But
not exactly light reading.
no, not exactly.
Yeah.
But T, you promised some really interesting stuff about how organizations actually work,
Oh, absolutely.
even when they're not perfectly rational.
Yeah, this deep dive is going to get into that.
So, for everyone listening, we're taking a deep dive today into how organizations make decisions
Using this research paper.
based on this one research paper, right?
Yep.
We're going to try to unpack how these organizations, how they make decisions when they've got all these different interests, uncertainty, illusion of control, like all these things going on
Yeah, it's really about
at the same time.
the gap between how we think organizations should act, all logical and rational, and then the
Right.
messy reality
Yeah, like we like to think
of
that,
how decisions are made.
especially big organizations, right?
Right.
We assume they're making decisions based on clear goals,
Evidence, logic.
evidence, data, all that
That's how
stuff.
they earn our trust.
That's how we trust them, right?
Right.
But how often does that actually happen?
Well, we assume courts are impartial and fair.
Yeah.
We expect labor unions to fight for their members, right?
Yeah.
They're both serving interest, but
Yeah.
pure impartiality.
Not so much.
Not really there.
Yeah, and this paper points out that most organizations aren't serving just one interest.
Right. They've got all these competing demands,
Yeah, demands from different departments,
internal politics, shareholders.
public opinion. Yeah,
Yeah, it's a lot.
it's a lot to juggle.
So that's where rationality can become a bit of a smokescreen.
Okay.
On the surface, it looks like it's all based on logic and reason.
Right.
But then underneath, there's this whole hidden world of,
Underneath.
yeah, competing priorities, power dynamics.
Okay, hold on. I need an example here.
All right. Let's say a company's deciding whether to automate part of its workforce.
Okay, yeah.
On paper, it might look like a purely rational decision.
Right, cut costs.
Cut costs, boost efficiency,
Yeah,
right?
efficiency, yeah.
But what about the executives?
Yeah.
They might be worried about their bonuses.
Oh.
Workers are probably afraid of losing their jobs.
Of
And that
course.
you might even have some ethical concerns about the impact on the community.
Yeah.
All these things are going to factor into the decision,
Right, even if they don't say it.
even if they're not explicitly stated.
Wow, that's a good one.
It makes you think, how many times do we buy the rational explanation without seeing the full picture?
Yeah, I know I've been guilty of that.
We all have. And what's interesting is that academics who study organizations are moving away from that classic model of perfect rationality.
Yeah, this paper mentioned some names, right?
Yeah.
James March, Carl Weick.
Yeah. They were some of the first to point out that the old model assumed a stable world,
Right.
predictable world, where organizations could just adapt to a fixed set of conditions.
Right. Which isn't
But the world we live in,
not even close.
anything bitty stable and predictable?
So, if organizations aren't perfectly rational,
Right.
what are they? I mean, this paper used this phrase to describe effective organizations: garrulous, clumsy,
Yeah.
superstitious.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, that's
Not what comes to mind?
not what I usually picture when I think successful business, you know?
Right. It challenges our assumptions.
Yeah.
Think about how often our own carefully thought out plans
Oh, all the time.
totally derailed by something unexpected.
Happens to me all the time.
This research helps us understand why that is.
Okay, I can see that.
It's like we're constantly trying to impose order
Yeah.
on a system that thrives on chaos.
Still play.
And then you add in the element of time,
Oh, yeah.
just makes it even more complex.
Right.
Futures unknown, circumstances change,
Yeah.
decisions that seemed totally rational at the time
Right.
can end up looking completely different in hindsight.
So, how do organizations even function if they can't rely on this idea of perfect rationality? Like, what's the alternative?
That's where things get really interesting. This research dives into some pretty heady stuff
Right.
from systems theory,
Okay.
including this concept called reentry.
Hold on, reentry. You're
Yeah.
going to have to
Yeah.
break that down for me.
Okay, so imagine an organization is like a giant mirror,
Okay.
constantly reflecting on itself.
Okay.
That's reentry.
Right.
The system observing its own observations.
Okay.
It's how organizations grapple with their own view of themselves, what they believe to be true,
Right.
versus how the outside world sees them.
So, like this constant back and forth
Yeah.
between how they see themselves internally
Yeah, balancing act.
and then the external reality.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the research argues this balancing act is key to organizational rationality.
Huh.
It's not about ignoring the environment.
Right.
It's about managing that tension.
Between the internal and the external.
Exactly.
That's a really interesting point.
Makes you wonder.
It does make me wonder, like, can a system ever be truly objective if it's always looking at itself?
Right.
Isn't that kind of, isn't that a problem?
It is a bit of a paradox, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes this research so compelling.
Okay.
It forces us to confront the limitations of our own thinking.
All right, so we're going to have to unpack that in part two.
Absolutely.
This deep dive.
Yeah, it really forces us to rethink some things.
And it's not just about how organizations work.
Right. It has implications for...
It's about society as a whole,
right? Exactly.
So how does this all play out on that bigger scale?
Well, the paper points out that every organization, no matter how big or small, operates within the economic system.
Okay.
They need money to survive.
That makes sense.
To grow, achieve their goals.
But I'm not sure I see the connection to this whole rationality thing.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
If organizations are constantly focused on economic success.
Right.
It can create a distorted view. Okay. Of what really matters in society.
Oh, okay.
You start to prioritize economic growth above all else. Even if it comes at the expense of environmental sustainability.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Social justice.
It's like we're so focused on keeping the economic engine running.
Exactly.
That we forget about all the other parts.
Right.
That keep society functioning.
And this ties into another important point the research brings up.
Okay.
This tension between organized work and the drive to eliminate labor costs.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Especially with all the talk these days about AI and automation.
Get fewer jobs.
Right. So how does this research help us understand that?
Yeah. How does it shed light on that issue?
On the one hand, society relies on organized work to distribute resources.
Right. To produce goods and services.
To keep things running.
Keep things moving.
But on the other hand, organizations are incentivized to cut costs.
Right, which often means reducing the workforce.
Right.
It's kind of like a...
That's conflict.
Yeah, like a fundamental conflict there.
Absolutely.
So organizations need workers.
Right.
But they also want to get rid of workers to save money.
Yeah, they're kind of stuck.
I mean, where does that leave?
And this loop.
Somebody like me trying to navigate the job market.
It's a valid concern.
It's a little...
It's something that the research doesn't offer any easy answers to.
Right.
But it does encourage us to think critically about the assumptions we make about work.
About work, yeah.
And its role in society.
Okay, so we've got this economic system that's pushing organizations to put profits first.
Right.
Maybe even over other...
At the expense of other values.
Important societal values. And we've got this tension around work itself.
Right.
Like the thing that makes society function.
Yeah.
Is also the thing that organizations are trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And then there's one more layer to this I think is really important.
Yeah. Okay.
If organizational decision making is based on these temporary agreements.
Right.
Not on some deeper consensus about shared values.
Yeah.
Where do people find a sense of stable identity?
That's a good question.
Makes you think about.
It does. It makes me think about like... The rise of social movements, political extremism, even things like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Are these just symptoms of people searching for something to believe in?
It's possible.
In a world where...
The research doesn't necessarily draw those conclusions.
Right. But it raises those questions.
It raises the question of how the way organizations function impacts our sense of self.
Our sense of belonging,
Our sense of belonging.
Or understanding of the world.
Our understanding of the world around us.
Yeah, wow.
It's a lot to unpack, I know.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We started with this idea that organizations are like these perfectly rational machines.
Right, making decisions based on...
Pure logic.
Logic and data.
And it turns out...
But it's way more complicated.
It's way more complicated than that.
And I think what's really interesting about this research is that... It doesn't try to offer a simple solution or a new definition of rationality.
Right.
It just asks us to embrace the complexity.
Okay.
To acknowledge the limits of our own thinking and find ways to operate in a world with perfect rationality is maybe impossible.
So it's not about finding the right answer.
Right.
But it's about understanding the forces at play.
Exactly.
And making the best decision you can.
With the information you have.
With the information we have, and recognizing that the way we talk about rationality.
Right. The stories we tell.
The stories we tell.
About how organizations work.
can actually obscure the true nature of these systems.
Exactly.
So instead of trying to force everything into this neat little box,
perfect model of
rationality, we need to be more comfortable with.
Comfortable with the ambiguity.
The ambiguity.
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
Maybe even a little chaos.
A little chaos, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big takeaway.
It is.
This deep dive has really given me a lot to think about.
It has.
I'm going to be looking at organizations.
I'm glad to hear that.
Even my own decision making.
That's what it's all about.
In a whole new light.
Challenging our assumptions.
Yeah. I definitely feel challenged and informed.
Good hit.
So thanks so much for guiding me through this research paper.
It's been a pleasure. It's
been a fascinating journey.
It has. Until next time.
All right. See ya. Well, we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
We have.
We started with this idea that organizations are supposed to be, you know, perfectly rational machines,
right,
making decisions based on
logic,
pure logic and data. And it turns out
it's a lot more complicated than that.
Way more complicated. Yeah.
And I think that's what's so fascinating about this research.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't try to give us a simple solution
or
come up with a new definition of rationality.
Right.
It just asks us to, you know,
to embrace the complexity.
Embrace the complexity, yeah.
Right.
Acknowledge that we don't have all the answers.
Right.
And figure out how to operate in a world
right.
where perfect rationality is probably impossible.
So it's not about finding the right answer.
It's not about that.
It's about understanding all the different factors involved.
The forces at play.
Yeah.
And making the best decision you can.
With the information you have at the time.
Exactly.
And recognizing that the way we talk about rationality, like the stories we tell ourselves about how organizations work.
Yeah, those stories.
They can actually hide the truth.
Yeah.
The real nature of these systems.
It's like we're trying to simplify something that's inherently complex.
Right. So instead of trying to force everything into this, this perfect model.
This neat little box.
Of rationality.
We need to get comfortable with.
Yeah. We need to be comfortable with ambiguity.
Uncertainty. A little bit of chaos.
Yeah. Little chaos.
It's part of the process.
That's a really big takeaway.
It is.
This deep dive has given me a lot to think about.
Good.
I'm going to be looking at organizations.
It's all about looking at things.
And even my own decision making.
In a new light.
In a whole new light. Yeah. I feel challenged and informed.
Excellent.
So thanks so much for
it's been a pleasure.
Guiding me through this research paper.
The pleasure was all mine.
It's been a fascinating journey.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening, everybody.